My friends and I were trick-or-treating a few years ago when we were 13 to 14 years old. This was our second year going without any of our parents coming with us, so we were pretty excited to run around the neighborhood collecting candy and just having a good time. Something we'd do every year before Halloween was plan out our trick-or-treating route so that we could go to all the biggest houses in hopes to get full-sized candy bars. Earlier this year, a whole street of newly built luxury homes were finally finished and people had moved in, so we decided to start there and then make our way around to the other neighborhoods afterwards. This new street of houses wasn't too far from my place, so we all met at my house on Halloween evening. Then we headed out to begin trick-or-treating. We stopped at a few houses on the way just for some extra candy, and then turned down the sidewalk that led to the new streets. To our surprise, we didn't see any other kids walking around here. We figured we were the first ones, and we got really excited and ran over to the first house. A kind older man opened the door and gave us each a full-sized Hershey's chocolate bar. Once we were out of the driveway, we all got super excited as we were already off to a good start. But as we rang the next doorbell, nobody answered, and neither did the next house or the one after that. One thing about this street was that each house had a really big yard, so the walk between them would take almost 2 to 3 minutes. After about 10 houses not answering, we were starting to feel like we were wasting our Halloween here and not getting anything. We could see the next house though, and it was the biggest one on the street as far as we could see, so we agreed to try there first. This house had a really long driveway and led to an even larger circle driveway. As we were walking up, I saw a woman looking at us from the small window right next to the door, but as soon as I made eye contact with her, she quickly backed away. I figured she was just waiting for trick-or-treaters, and I was just glad to see that someone was home and hopefully had some candy for us. We got up onto the porch, and I rang the doorbell. Almost immediately, a woman opens the door, and standing behind her was another older woman, the same one that I'd seen in the window. They both smile as we say trick-or-treat. Then she opens the door wider, revealing a huge round table set up inside of their large entrance room. On the table was pretty much every kind of candy you could find at a store. I couldn't believe someone would spend this much on Halloween candy, but with a house like this, I guess it made sense. She told us to come in and choose two of whichever candy we wanted. Without hesitating, we all ran in and over to the table to look at everything they had. All of us in that moment were so happy, getting to decide on pretty much whatever candy we wanted. But as I was trying to decide on what my second choice would be, I heard the door slam shut. All of us turned and looked at the woman standing right by the door, still smiling at us. She then asks us to stay here for just a minute as she'd forgotten to put out some dessert for us to have on our way out, and then she walked away quickly. I looked around, noticing the other woman wasn't there anymore either. I could tell all of us were panicking and scared. Only seconds later, footsteps started coming towards us from down the hall. I immediately ran for the door and opened it, letting all of us outside as we could hear the woman call out for us to wait. We all ran down the driveway and didn't stop until we got all the way back to my house. We sat on my driveway, terrified and confused as to what just happened. We thought about telling my parents, but we knew they'd yell at us for stupidly going into the house when we were told so many times before to not go into anyone's home, so we didn't say anything. After a little bit, we ended up continuing our trick-or-treating in my neighborhood, being a lot more cautious and trying to make sure we weren't the only kids walking around. It was definitely the weirdest thing to happen to me on Halloween, and my friends and I still talk every Halloween about what we think those women were trying to do and what would have happened if we stayed in their house for the dessert. Last year was the first time that I'd ever lived completely alone in a house, as I had just rented a small place in a new neighborhood that was closer to my work. I moved in early October, but it seemed like most of the neighbors kept to themselves, so I did as well. But everything was pretty normal otherwise for the first few weeks. Anyways, it was Halloween now, and I noticed only a couple houses actually had decorations up. They didn't have anything crazy, just a few pumpkins or signs, but it was more than any of the other houses. I decided to put up a small trick-or-treat sign on my door, and I bought a small bag of candies to hand out. Where I used to live, I'd buy 3 or 4 big bags, but I didn't get the feeling that these people really celebrated Halloween here, so I figured 1 bag would be enough. The afternoon came, and I got a few small groups of kids, but that was pretty much it. I was a little bit disappointed, as I always found Halloween to be enjoyable, even if I was just the one handing out treats at my house. Anyways, it started getting late, around 10 p.m., so I put the bag of candy in my pantry and sat on the couch to watch a scary movie to end the night on. I think I was halfway through the movie before I heard the doorbell ring. A little bit confused and annoyed, I got up and looked out the peephole to see who was there. I saw what looked like a small boy, maybe 10 or 11, standing at the door in a homemade costume. It didn't look like anything specific, just black cloth with red accents and a black mask. I opened the door, and he said trick or treat. By now, it was almost 11, so I was a little worried that he was alone walking door to door. I smiled and told him to wait a minute while I get him some of the candy that I'd put away. I went back to my pantry and grabbed a big handful and then brought them back to the door and dropped them in the boy's pillowcase. Then I looked around behind him to see if his parents were on the sidewalk or maybe a group of friends, but I didn't see anyone. He turned around and started walking away, but I stayed in the doorway for a few seconds just to make sure he was okay. But again, I didn't see anything or anyone, so I closed the door and went back to the couch. A couple more minutes went by before the doorbell rang again. This time, I went to the pantry first and got the bag of candy and then headed for the door. When I opened it, I was surprised to see the same kid standing there, but without a pillowcase or a bag this time. Concerned, I asked him if he was okay, to which he didn't reply. I looked around behind him again, but this time I noticed someone standing in my neighbor's driveway across the street, watching us. It looked like a full-grown man, but he was wearing a similar costume to the kids. "Is that your dad over there?" I asked nicely. The kid waited a second, and then said yes. Then I asked him why he came back to my house, to which the boy responded asking for more candy. I was even more confused by this, because he didn't have his pillowcase. But I held out my bag of candy for him to take out of, but the boy looked almost annoyed for some reason, then reluctantly reaches in and grabs a single piece before running off. That whole interaction creeped me out a bit, so I made sure to lock my door, and then I went back and finished the movie. It was pretty late at this point, so I decided to get ready for bed. I got up from the couch and began walking over to the stairs, but out of the corner of my eye, I saw a light flash from outside one of my windows. I nervously went over and looked outside, and then realized that it was the motion sensor lights that were by my garage. I stayed in the window, looking around for a few minutes, as I was getting pretty creeped out now, but nothing else happened, so I closed the blinds and headed upstairs to my bedroom. I laid in bed for probably 30 minutes, thinking about that boy from earlier and how strange the whole thing was. But as I started to drift into sleep, I heard a soft ruffling noise followed by loud thumping bangs on my front door. I shot up and jumped out of bed, then quietly made my way downstairs and over to the front door. Just before I looked into the peephole, 3 more loud bangs shook the door and made me jump back a little. I waited there for a few seconds, then looked. It was the man that I'd seen across the street from earlier that the kid had said was his dad. He was standing there, just inches away from the door, still wearing that creepy black and red costume and a mask. I could tell something was in his hand, but he was too close to the door for me to see what it was. There was no way I was opening that door, as I had no idea what this guy could possibly want from me. I knew this was either some sick joke or something much worse. I ran back upstairs and grabbed my phone, then locked myself in the room and called 911. The man continued banging on the door for probably a whole minute before it went silent. I waited in fear, hoping he had left for good. Then I got up and looked out of my bedroom window, which had a small view of the sidewalk that led to the front door. But as I was looking, the sudden sound of glass shattering came from what sounded like the kitchen downstairs. I was completely terrified at this point, with no way to defend myself if they came upstairs. Thankfully, just moments later, I could hear police sirens down the road, followed by footsteps rushing outside from downstairs. I waited for the police to call for me at the front door before I made my way downstairs to let them in. They searched the house to make sure the man was gone and noticed a broken window in my kitchen where it was obvious the man had entered. I ended up staying at a hotel for the next few days just to be safe, but I guess the guy never came back. I run through the whole night in my head a lot, wondering if he was just using his kid as some weird way to gain entry into my house. I don't really know for sure, but nothing was stolen though, which makes me question what the man was really trying to do, breaking in my house. Anyways, it's been almost a year now, and Halloween is in just a couple of weeks, and I'm starting to get pretty paranoid that the man from last year might come back to finish what he started. When I was a kid, I lived with my parents in a small neighborhood. Halloween was never really a big thing as far as trick-or-treating and stuff, so we'd always do something else. One thing my dad and I always loved doing on Halloween was exploring creepy or abandoned places together. It's funny, I would never do this kind of thing alone or even with friends, but with him I felt safe and I was never scared of what we might find, at least up until this day. After driving around for a while, we found a worn-down barn. This thing had to be vacant for years, the siding was half gone and the roof was caved in. If it wasn't for the little slivers of paint here and there, you would have never known it was red. We maneuvered around broken glass and slabs of wood, finding left-behind tools and garbage, and then I saw it. A cute little scarecrow perched up on the side of the barn. I pointed to it, and my dad led the way. But the closer we got, the worse it started to smell. "Poor guy," I heard my dad say as I looked down. There was a big wild raccoon laying motionless not too far from the scarecrow's feet. "What do you think killed it?" I asked. He examined it for a bit as I looked back up towards the figure, but then I froze. It was staring right at me. I could have sworn it was looking straight off into the distance before, but now its eyes have shifted onto me, still smiling and sitting upright, but just the eyes had moved. "Dad?" He didn't respond. I looked over at him, and he pointed at the raccoon with a more disgusted look this time. Then I saw what he was looking at. All of its insides were missing. And usually there would be a big mess or something, but the strange part about this was that it was hardly noticeable unless you looked closely. I didn't want to, but I looked up at the scarecrow once more. My stomach sank as I realized it was still staring at me, but its eyebrows that were once raised were now furrowed, and its smile was gone. Then I started to notice the scattered bloodstains seeping through its raggedy clothes. I felt a sickness come over me, and I got really dizzy, until my dad put his hand on my shoulder. "Probably just a coyote," he said, then started leading the way out. His words made me feel better, but I wasn't too sure if I believed it. As we walked away, I looked back at the scarecrow, and it was just how we found it. Looking off into the distance and smiling, with its eyebrows high. I never told my dad, as I wasn't quite sure if what I saw was real or not, and I didn't want him to worry that I was seeing things and not take me on adventures anymore. I still have no idea what I was seeing, or if it was even real at all. But what creeps me out the most was that my dad went back a few days later to sketch the barn with my brother, and when he came back, he showed me the pictures. but on them was no scarecrow.